We're holding in Birchas Kriyas Shema in the middle of Avar Avo. We will finish that. Kibushim v'loy nevish loy l'voyd kibushim kachcha gadol v'aner v'tochron. The Shaila, how to read this? Is it v'yachid v'avinu l'aval yoshemecho v'loy nevish loy l'voyd, period, like they have over here? Or do you, and you start kibushim kachcha gadol v'aner v'tochron? Or no, v'loy nevish loy l'voyd kibushim kachcha gadol v'aner v'tochron. The truth is that we find in Shmoyne Esrei, in the middle of the Brachas Al HaTzadikim, that we say v'sim chalkenu yimayim la'olam v'loy nevish kibucha v'tochron. So the loy nevoish goes together with the bitachin. Also in Tehillim it says Elokai b'tachti alevoishu b'choshim chasisi alevoishu loylam. Right, because we have bitachin in Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore we're not going to be in his bayish. If we're b'tach in something else, so you never know what's going to be at the end of the day. You're taking a person al tiftachu b'nedivim v'enadam shenei tshuva teitzurich v'shenam al-tmim v'zor shenei tzav. You're taking money, you're taking in brawn, you're taking in brains, you're taking whatever it is. Then at the end of the day, you could have be mevuyish when it doesn't come through. With Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not going to be mevuyish. And now Olam Vayed, sure, Olam Haba. Agav, the difference between bitochin and chisoyin. Elokai b'chol batachti, b'chol Hashem chasisi. The Gaon says, it says, toiv lach says b'Hashem yiftoich b'nedivim. Yiftoich b'odom. So he says, what's the difference between chisoyin and bitochin? Bitochin is when somebody already told you, you can rely on me, I'm going to give you. He already guaranteed you something. Chisoyin is that you depend on the person even though he hasn't told you anything about it. It's better to have lachsoyz b'Hashem, miftoyach b'olam. It's better to have chisoyin, to rely on the Rebbeinu Shlomo even if he hasn't told you anything, than to rely on a person even if he has told you something. V'loy nevoish la'olam v'oyed ki b'shem kodshcha ha'gadol v'aner v'tochnu nagil v'nismecha b'shua zecha. Ki b'shem kodshcha ha'gadol v'aner v'tochnu is really the end, right? V'loy nevoish la'olam v'oyed. Why? Because we have bitochen in you. That's interesting, we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as ha'gadol v'aner. Either sometimes we refer to him as ha'gadol, sometimes we refer to him as aner. Sometimes we say all three. Ha'gadol, ha'gibor, v'aner. Here we only took two out of the three. We left out Agibur. So it's all brought down Api, the Siach Yitzchak. Say exactly with you what he says, but like the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu referred to Ribbono Shel Olam as Akel Agadol Agibur V'Aner. And then came the different dervis, and they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being demonstrating Ki'ilu, not being Megala these midos. So they took away Yirmiyah and the other Kanchik and Sagdoilo. They took away they didn't say as many lashonos of the Ribbono Shel Olam because of Nochem Mekarkin Behechaloi or Nochem Mishtavim Bebonov. Therefore, they took away Ayeh Gibur Eisav. They didn't say it all. So Gibur, which they didn't say, was because Nochem Mishtavim Bebonecho. Then how can you wear Ayeh Gibur Eisav? Where is this word? So we're about to say that we're about to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to take us in from the Galus. So we leave out the Gibor, we're missing that Gibor now. We're missing that Nida of Gura that we're being Meshubit now, we're in Golis. So it's saying, Akela Gadol, that we see. However, the Gibor we still don't see, and we're waiting, we're waiting for the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That way we'll be able to remaker the Gibor. And Nagila v'nismacha b'shuasech, what's the difference between Gila and Simcha? The famous mice with the Gain. Right. Somebody once came to the Gain, a Maskil came to the Gain with he got a whole askama that he's a big chacham with Shemus Nirdafa. Shemus Nirdafa means synonym. Because he got Gedolim to sign that he's a big bucky in Shemus Nirdafa, and it was only a way to get in to the Gain because he had a lot of questions. Because he came to the Gain, finally got into the Gain, and the Gain says, "What are your questions?" So he says, he has a whole list of them. So he says, okay, start. So he asks the first question, and he's waiting for the guy to answer. He says, no, ask all the questions, and then we'll answer them. So he asked, I think it was like over 100 questions. It's a crazy amount of questions. He asked all the questions. Okay, so the guy says, okay, question number 1, 47, 93, and 114 are all the same question we asked him. And the answer is like this. Question, and he went through each one, and he answered them all. After he finished, he says to him, it says over here that you're a Bucky and Seamus Nidafi. What's the difference between Gila, Rina, Dietzel, Bechel, Ava, Vachva? So he says, there's no difference, Master. It's all the same thing. It's just a different way to say the same thing. He says, what are you talking about? Rashi says there's differences. Rashi didn't say Pshut Hashemikra. Rashi didn't say Pshut Hashemikra. They took him and they put him in this platoon outside the base manager. They used to have something where they put the guy's face in his hands and locked his face, and everyone came by to daven with spit in his face. That's Mevaza. He says, the fact that he said that Rashi didn't say Pshut Hashemikra. What's the difference between Gila and Simcha? Simcha. He says Simcha is like Ein Simcha Kadar Sasfekis. You have a question, you got an answer, you're b'Simcha. But it's something which doesn't last. Any time, any pleasure really a person has can bring a person Simcha. It's a milui of a chesser. You're missing something and you got that, you have the Simcha. After you got it, Lavdav, does it continue? Most physical pleasures, or all physical pleasures, don't continue. At the beginning it's Kishmak, afterwards you need something more. Person he needs, he wants to become a millionaire. Finally gets his $1 million. Now he's fine? No, he needs 2 million. Yeshemana writes him a sign. That's how it works. The person's Gila is a continuous Simcha. So Nagila of an Ismacha means that it will be a Gila, and in the continuous Simcha, there will be a Simcha of Ischachus. Simcha is a one time thing that you get when you're something's Ischadish too. So it will be a Gila, which is a constant Ischachus in the Simcha. Bishua Secha. And you're Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch, when we're in Galus, Kadosh Baruch is also in Galus. So our Yeshua is also Kadosh Baruch is Yeshua, Ki'ilu. It's not exactly clear what does this have to do with the bracha b'klal. We're talking up until now, Tera, 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 Tera. The same thing happened in the last bracha. Kel Baruch and Titanu, we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zeriyat Tzedak, Mitzvah Yeshua, we're talking about we also bring in the Gula Shlema. And it's same over here. It's not exactly clear. How does this get in? I thought maybe the pshat is that even our Torah, everything that we're davening for, the Torah is not Bishlema until we get to the Gula Shlema. That's why we say, after the Kaini Sur, we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Stachli Yudas Ara Secha, and then we say, Yeratov Nafshu Mekenu, Shei Yibani Beis HaMikdash Meher Ve'almeinu, V'Tei Chalkein V'Tara Secha. After the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then the same with Chalkein V'Tara Secha, because you can never get to the full Darga of Torah, except after you have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, after you have the Gula Shlema. The second thing is that all Torah is not, so to speak, an end in and of itself. But Torah is a way to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah is a way to get to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Derech Hashem Mazber. The reason why Torah is so great is because the Kaddish Baruch Hu put into the Bria a lot of different ways that you're able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Specifically 613. However, one is like the ultimate button. That's the ultimate way to connect, and that is the Torah. Kutchabricha Varaisa of Chadu. But it's a way just to connect. The way that Rabbi Yeruchim would say it. It says, Ilu kavon lifnei amok lifnei artin ebden asun esotera dayenu. What do you mean? The whole purpose of coming to Artina was for the Kabbalah Zotera. He says, no, the reason was to come to Artina was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kareah Kol HaRekim and it was Mait Zolon of the Torah, and we were able to see Einan Movade. Hashem gave us the Zotera as the thermos to keep warm that Mayim at Arsina. That way we could always tap into that Mayim at Arsina, that where we came to the complete Hakara of Einan Movadei, of Adam Rishon Kain Machet, which was the Darga that they were on. That's where they were, that's really what the Torah is for. The Torah is just to get us back to the ultimate Matziv, where we have a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where we have the Shechinah. Bring us Lishalim. What's the difference between Vishalim and Lishalim? It says by David HaMelech, it says Avshalim, Leich Vishalim. It says that Yitzhak said, Leich Lishalim, Moshe said to Yitzhak, Leich Lishalim. Vishalim means right now you're going should be Vishalim, but where you end up is not going to be Vishalim. Leich Lishalim means the place where you're going, ultimately you should be end up Vishalim. So we're asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu bring us Lishalim to the Matzav of Eretz Yisrael, where we'll have complete Shalim. The Mefarshim of Masbir seems to be two shlavim. First, Habibin L'Shalim Me'Avakan Faisaret, bring us L'Shalim Me'Avakan Faisaret, say the Chayin Kamiyas La'atzeinu. What's the first shlav before we get to Kamiyas La'atzeinu? You're bringing us in, Habibin L'Shalim Me'Avakan Faisaret, to where? So it says the first that everybody's going to come together to one place and then they're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But Kamimiyas La'atzeinu means that I saw one shot of David in the Eitzar Atzvil to bring down. It says Kamimiyas means that you should be standing up. We should come to Eretz Yisrael while still alive, and not Kamimiyas, not when we're lying down. Ayidei Gilgal, Mechila. It's like Yaakov Avinu said. So we should be standing up. But I think most of my parshim say kevimiyas means that you're standing straight up with a kaima zakufa, Rashi teaches it. Means that it shouldn't be b'shiflis. For those that read a little bit of what happened 60, 70 years ago when people came to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the Medina, they came on boats and they threw them back into the ocean and didn't let them come in, and then they had to hide their way and be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. That's coming to Eretz Yisrael, not for kevimiyas. Kevimiyas means you're standing up with a kaima zakufa marching in. Because even if right now we don't see how it's going to happen, you're Paul Yeshua, you're the Kol Yachol, Kel, the Kol Yachol, Paul Yeshua Zato, and even if we don't deserve it, you chose us, because we're the Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And you chose, you chose us to take us out of Mitzrayim to be the Am HaNivchar, the Keref Tanu. By Matan Torah, Shimcha Hagadol. Shimcha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem, which means the way that He's Megal Himself, the way that we connect, the way that we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. By Har Sinai, you brought us close to Shimcha Hagadol. Stella, forever. That at that time, Stella is Nitzchias. You made us the Am HaNivchar for Nitzchias. Be'emes. It's not exactly clear what that means here. That's the truth. But Atawamsha means, maybe that's care of Tamashim Chagadol Sela. Be'emes means Al Yidei the Torah. Be'emes through Emes, through the Torah, which is Emes, you made us the Am HaNivchar. The Hoydeis Lecha, that our tachlis should be to give you Hoydeis. If anybody saw the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Dubai, Revolva says, and others also, that you should know it by heart. And I'm going to read it because I don't know my heart. But he says, Kavanas kol ha-mitzvot. Shenamin be'lekenu, v'noidei lov shuvaranu. The purpose of all the mitzvot is that we should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'noidei lov shuvaranu. Noidei lov could either mean and thank Him or admit. V'moidei to Him that He created us. This is the only reason of creation. We don't know any other purpose of creation, he says Ramban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any ratzain in those that are here in this world. That a person should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him and thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that He created him. That's what it is. That's the whole tachlis. All the mitzvahs are to be made to Ribbono Shel Olam. You are our Bairi. We're thanking you for everything that you give us. And to be meyachad you, to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim ba'ava. And bipnimius means with real. Baruch atah Hashem, abayicher ba'ama Yisrael ba'ava. You are the mekar brachas adayin hakol, who chose Ama Yisrael, not because, lay mirubchem mikol ha'amim, says the pasuk, not because you have a mila. When somebody loves somebody, it's either because that person has a mila that you like, or without any reason. A parent loves a child, it's not because the child screams all night long. It's because it's be'etzem. There's something be'etzem that I love. Not because something in you. But I love you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a netiyah towards that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, love dafkam, lo yimiru b'chem yikol ha'am, and not because you're any bigger than any, and it's rak mi'avat Hashem, choshek b'chem. Rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'etzem has a avatos, that means even if we don't deserve it, and even if we're not on the darag of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, who are the avos that because of them maybe you chose us. Nevertheless, you chose us be'ava, and we're tapping into that and davening for the siyata d'shmaya, for Torah, and ultimately for the gula shleim and here of Yomim.